All right, good evening, American Fork Marching Band. This is Joshua Benningfield. I'm coming from Indianapolis, Indiana, all the way out here to Utah for the first time. Super excited to check out our program here for the first time, Red Sky. I'm going to be offering commentary in the color guard section. I'm going to watch you set up and then jump back on here when we are ready to go. Beautiful night for color guard and marching band, so let's have a great run. Best of luck. All right, guys, because we're going to get this announcement underway, and then we're going to get into it here. Again, best of luck. Yeah, I'm loving the attention to detail with the level of movement training, the first positions as we chenille turn through, and the fluttering stuff. Our cores look light. We look lifted. Good for you. Cool. Strong moment there for you. Well done on our entrance into flag. Nice rotations on sabers. Well done with the technique release. I'm loving these accents of the red. I love the hood and the cape. Nice doubles into the port catch. Well done. Spacing held down in the flag line for the most part. Just watch these intervals side to side. Let's not give away the easy stuff. Cool. Appreciate the musicality of the sabers there. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Love that. It's just the attention to detail here. You know, we're all... Yeah, we've got a great release. Let's just make sure we're, counting our rotations. Cool. Like that manipulation from the back of the head. Love the integration of the flag from the music from side two. I love that I don't have to look for the color. The music's there. The color is there. Okay. Two different pieces of equipment. We're choosing to do the same work. I mean, it's definitely a lot to clean. It's the same voice, so I agree. Good for you. I like that. I like that the sabers chose to release and the rifles didn't. That's kind of what I was talking about about the phrase before. You know, how would the sabers approach that phrase? How would the rifles approach that phrase? Good for you. A little odd there as we finished that ripple, the transition through the drill. Love that extension through the PK. Yeah, just nice detailing of the arms. Being able to hold the arms flat. Nice little precipite there. Good for you, flagline. Demonstrating this tempo here, this little slower. Still demonstrating lots of skills back there. We've got behind the back carving. We're carving through the 45. Maybe a little up and over here as we go to the back sideline. One last little flash of color. Just a little idea, a little something as we go away. Love the supported weight into the floor there as we take it to the passe. Cool gradation of color with the silk. I like that design choice. I love all the fives. I like the dyes there. It's easy to read. I understand what's going on. I'm wondering if we couldn't just simply face front and back here, maybe put the lady in the middle, you know, facing the back, or just offering some in-depth. I mean, we can spin flat to the front. It is very apparent. What's going to take it to that next in-depth kind of texture here? Yeah, it's building to this hit. Wouldn't mind maybe a ripple from back to front to build into this, or some kind of body moment, some kind of little ballet action. Great musicality, simple and effective. Good for you. Wow. Yeah, there we go. Body form and equipment. Dusty Song open through. Yeah, it's just great. There's tempo, there's speed changes. The performers are constantly challenged to have to dial in and focus to the live music that's happening. I'm just super impressed with our hit here. I like the attention to quality of body too. You know, it's easy to necessarily hide behind a swing flag, and I still get a great lift and a sense of presence from everyone. And that's even with a hood covering your head. I mean, there's definitely something to be said for that as we handle this responsibility. So kudos to you, ladies. I do wish I got eye contact a little bit more. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like we stare at our hands a bit. Wow, good for you. Into the floor, change into the horizontal plane. Just a little bit more eye contact definitely sells a higher level of confidence. I like to call it eyes of fire. Yeah, again, with the passe through there, energy through the feet. Let's make sure we're pointing that toe well handled into the floor. Yeah, we're just detailed, and I appreciate that. All right. Yeah, I'll clap for the hat. Perform through it. It was musical. It was there. You may not have wanted it, but still you got to perform through it. Cool. Love the different rifle voices here, taking it around the neck and showing that. Cool. I feel like we're building to something. Cool spin sequence. All right. Yeah. Good integrated moment. Letting the band do their thing, and we're holding it down with the drum line. Very good for you. Just designed well. Man, this prism tape looks great underneath these lights. Good choice. It is not easy to clean a sparkly pole. Good for you. Nice, clear flats. Good straight legs. Yeah, I'm wondering if we couldn't have involved the sticks in that toss somehow. Let's watch our form. Are we covered down as that form moves? That drill. That prism pole gives itself away. Wonderful riding in the... Wow. Oh, recover a little bit quicker. It's not easy, I know. Cool, double time into the double stag. Some tension building. All right, pressure handled. I know we probably didn't want that half, but we performed through it, I would say. Those are great colors. Cool gradation. Okay, we're facing the back for a long time here. I'm not able to access the performer's eyes. It's designer's choice, of course, but even something as simple as a little Sinead turn as we're traveling through and a ripple from front to back just so I can see their eyes one more time. Yeah, man. Oh, I love it. Field is full of color. Great riding. Yeah, and float. I wish that kept growing. I don't know. Maybe designer's choice. We, you know, you do want to end with that flag up, but I wish, you know, the band kind of tapers off and the cymba rolls out. We don't have a direct cutoff, so I'm torn. I don't know if I want you to hit that pose or if I want you to maybe hit in a releve and then step forward to the lunge and kind of bring the flag down. I don't know. Maybe something to look at. It's an option. That's a great flag. I definitely love the gradation of the colors ending up. Just super impressed. The attention to detail. The leg lines are there. The knees are finished. The toes are pointed. I mean, I can't get over that prism pole. It is not easy to spin that and have it be clean. And there is that we were down to the reflection of that. I do want to say in the same breath of that, being able to move and handle that form, body, and equipment on the move there. So as that prism, as we hold still with the rifles, we're definitely creating that moment. But once we get on the move, that definitely sticks out in my head. I mean, I'm nitpicking here. Obviously, it's just icing on the cake, trying to throw out some ideas that you probably have thought about. But what a lovely presentation. Let's get those eyes up and appreciate the gorgeous color guard that we have. And that's about all I've got. You enjoy the rest of your season, American Fork. It was lovely to have met you tonight.